Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering. What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp, September 8th, 2022. Man, I can't believe we're in September. I guess last week it was September 2. Welcome to the off-ramp show for the people, by the people, that invite the people to show with me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. He was popping in the streets. It was going on in your hood, my hood, all hoods across America. It's a show where we get together, discuss the latest trends in the news, trends in clothing and fashion, and not really. We really don't discuss fashion. But, I mean, we could. I don't know shit about it. You know, we just discuss all types of things. We try to have a lively conversation. We try to see how things are affecting each other, see how people are absorbing life for the week. We try to provide a safe, free, fun environment to express yourself, whether it be negatively or positively. Don't be out here calling people N-words, though, because I will boot you off. But, you know, we just get together and rap about the week's mathematics. I'm your host, Beach Bum Gun. I usually have an array, a plethora of friends, family, and strangers call in, and I usually take about 6 or 7 people a night, but, you know, if there's something you want to discuss, then, you know, feel free to call in, 929-477-3975. We do this every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, and, you know, you can catch us on all the social medias at The Off-Ramp Show. You catch us on Facebook, Instagram. I'm terrible with social media. I understand that's the way the life goes, but, you know, I'm old. I thought it was the Instagrams. Is it not the Instagrams?
No, it's the old black lady. Add an S to everything.
The voice, the lovely voice you're hearing is the lovely DJ C Sound. DJ C Sound, welcome to the off-ramp. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I am tired, but good evening. I'm going to try and stay alert.
DJ C Sound had to take a diversity class full of black people. I feel like that was them spitting in your face. How does it feel to be taught diversity as a black woman?
I was all ready to be the only black person in a whole room full of white people, so I think I was actually pleasantly surprised. It was more diverse than what I expected.
Diversity is something I wonder if you can teach, like, ethics, but we'll have that conversation. I got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother. How you doing tonight? Oh, shit, I got you on mute. Blur,
yeah, bless
him. Hey, Blur, let's do that again. I got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight? Sorry, I had you on mute.
We're just going to run it back like nothing happened. I'm with it. Bless and holly favorite as always, man. Thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, man, you never have to thank me for having you on, man. This is just as your space as it is mine, my brother. This is our space. This is our community, man. Always glad to have you on. I got my homegirl, the stranger. She must be broke up with a boyfriend. Or she or it's the only time she joins us is when she's having relationship problems or when she's not flying to Dubai. I got my homegirl PG in the building. PG, long time, no time.
I know. What's up?
How you doing? How's everything?
I'm good. Everything's great.
Are you in America?
I am in America. I'm going to be here for a while because I feel like my job is going to fire me if I go anywhere else.
Oh, okay. Don't be using up all your Europe minutes on us. But good hearing from you. Good to talk to you again. We'll keep that as the group right now. Let's get right into the discussion. I love it when we have multiple ladies on because we can get in all types of stuff. But I will always acquiesce to the ladies first. DJ C. Simon, is there something that you would like to discuss on the off-ramp tonight? Starting off, before you fall asleep because you drank a glass of wine and you got comfortable on the couch?
I drank a beer.
You drank one of my pumpkin beers?
Yeah.
You bitch. There's only like four of them. I'm just playing. When I say bitch, I mean in the term of the beer.
let's start out about Meghan Markle. Time to shine.
Oh, King Charles said, I am the captain now. His mom is dead.
I'm not laughing.
She lasted a long time. What, 96?
96.
96, man. That's a long history of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder when, like, she felt comfortable telling somebody that she slept with a black man.
Because
you know the queen got some black dick along her way. Like, to be the queen?
There
like,
was a movie. She was,
there was a movie about her?
Her and her relationship with...
the butler? Danny Glover? I envision her having sex with Danny Glover.
No, like a...
But that would make a good movie.
It wasn't like Mahatma Gandhi. I don't know.
MacGyver?
I said Gandhi. Indian, y'all? Come in. I can't remember. It was somebody brown.
Okay, PG, you... Were you, I wouldn't say excited because someone died, God bless your soul. What the fuck? Oh, but, sorry, I thought the Nazis were coming, speaking of the Queen. But PG, were you, did the news of the Queen dying shock you? Did it interest you? Is this even a black interest question?
It absolutely is a black interest question because of all the colonization. But was I shocked? No, I didn't rejoice because I try not to rejoice at people dying. But, you know, I'm not too broken up about it either.
Why? Did she do something against black people? Uh-oh. I mean, she's 96 and she's white. I assume that she said the N-word multiple times.
They still had colonies. They were colonized.
Yeah, like I assume that there's some race. Like if you're 100 and you're white, I assume to be racist. But like, did she say anything that really made you like upset with her, PG? I don't know. I'm not. I don't have this fascination with Britain royalty that America does.
No, she.
So
I don't have like a soundbite from her like dropping the N-word.
Okay. All right. What about you, Blair? Did the news of the Queen dying interest you at all?
Yeah, man, I was very interested for a number of reasons. Actually, I don't know why it's weird. Something had just came across my timeline not too long ago. Like I seen it before, I think, with the whole Meghan Markle thing. And it's funny you was asking about it because it was like a rundown of all the foul stuff that the Queen did, like going back to her younger years when she first took, I don't say took office, but I guess when her husband died and she first became Queen, and like even before then, like not necessarily stuff that she did, but, you know, stuff that she had a hand in, like as Queen, like some assassination attempts, some actual assassinations and just some fucked up things. Yeah, like they ran down like – some TikTok YouTuber, whatever social media person ran down the whole list. Now, I didn't fact check none of it, so it could have been all cap, but they had like the clippings and the images behind them to make me believe them a little bit. So it was that on top of, like, I had the news playing as background noise in my office. I think I want to say NBC News or CBS, they've been running this like promotion for a special they had coming up for like the past month, and it's all about, will Prince Charles ever become king? Do they want him as king? Are we tired of a monarchy? And it was like, yo, when I got to the office today, it was like breaking news. The Queen of England is under like medical guidance and stuff like that. I'm like, I bet you they don't run that commercial today. And sure enough, they didn't run that commercial all day. They probably going to scrap the whole little special they had. But I was like, damn, he made it. Because I guess, I mean, even at 96 and she beat COVID, like, he's like 70-something, I think. So I think there was some really, like, some speculation if he was ever going to become king, if he was going to skip over him. But, I mean, held out.
Well, why would he skip over him?
He might go before she does.
Oh, snap.
Like, he's not young.
He's going to die?
I mean, he's like in his 72, I think. So he's not a young dude. Yeah. And like, if she's been holding on all this time.
Well, that's true. See, I never got the big hubbub about... Hey, watch out, background noise. I never got the big hubbub about, you know, British royalty. I said that before when all that Meghan Markle and her marrying a white dude was big news. I didn't see the big deal in it. It seemed like just a chick who married a dude who was related to the queen. But it's not like I guess that's my ignorance. How much power does the queen have? From everything I understand, it's not like the queen can George Bush the button. You know, that's got to go through parliament. So at this point, they're just figureheads, and they just own a lot of property. So, I mean, I guess, you know, Bezos and all them have a lot of power. I guess she can wield her power that way. But it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal to me if I don't live in Britain. Like, I mean, it'd be nice to see the palace and all that good stuff. But if the queen walked by me in her stroller, like, I would open the door for her. I mean, she can't now because she's dead. But, like, when she was alive, she had, like,
stroller?
What do you call them things? Walker, my bad. Or if she was, like, in a didn't she just parachute out for the Olympics some time ago? Wasn't it, like, didn't she just parachute out the Olympics? Or was that a fake? It was fake.
Yo, you really think they put the parachute on the Queen of England, man?
Look, man, look, I know the son, I know the redhead, the son, he's a little wild. Wasn't he like a jet fighter pilot? It seems like they might like that kind of stuff. Look, I don't know what they'd be doing. But, I mean, I guess it's a big news. So Charles is the king now. Like, does that change
anything?
Yeah, man. What's the change? Enlighten me.
I say, yeah, he's the king. I don't know what it changed, really, because apparently, I guess I learned this today, she's been still doing things, but she's been, like, delegating more of her responsibilities out to the family, like Charles and the other, like, staff. So I don't know if it's going to stop anything or if anything going to pause, I guess, for her funeral, but I don't think it's going to, like, change anything. Because, you know, with old people, like, people are already doing stuff for them anyway, so the people who are doing stuff for them are going to just keep doing that stuff, so... I don't know if it's going to be like a major transition, but.
But this is the time when people think that, you know, I've been doing stuff for the queen. I'm next in line. I went through it with my first job. And looking back on it, like, I remember when I was working for T. Rowe Price, shout out to PG. I got her a job up there. Or PG, I got you the job.
You did not give me that job.
What? The PCI job? Yo, I got you a job. I got G a job. I got B Weezy a job. Yo, I was in T Row first. I was in T Row before I even left Towson.
So I was there before I left Towson too. So was my small friend, Tremaine.
I was there before her.
So you got us all jobs there.
Yeah, yo, I had the hooker. Yo, you can run that police show. Damn, what was I saying? Shit, I forgot how it's related. Oh, yeah, so when I worked at T-Row, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was making moves in there, and I had a manager who was like, I really like the way you work. I really like how you do these things. I'm going to train you for my job so that when I decide to leave, because I'm not going to be here forever, you're going to be the next in line. I said, bet. And I was training for her. I was basically doing her job. Like, I was basically managing, and I was in the tax group. I was basically managing four other, you know, at that time, 40-year-olds. And they were cool with it because, like, I would always stay late. I'd come in early. Like, I was really busting my ass to let them know that, hey, like, one, I'm next in line, and two, like, I'm serious. I can really do the job. And then when she got another job, she moved up, and it was time for them, just like for most big companies, it was time for them to put the job out there. And I was like, oh, I'm a shoe, and I've already been doing it. And she said she put the word in. They decided to hire somebody with more experience. So I said, fuck it, I'm out, and got a different job. When in hindsight, I probably should have stayed there because I probably would have, you know, I would have got something better eventually. It was a good benefit job. I could have still learned a whole lot. But my pride was hurt, so I left for another job. But I felt like I deserved it. So now I'm just relating this back to the queen. There's probably people who are doing jobs for her, who feel like they deserve the job, and King Charles is going to come in here and be like, fuck out of here, you know?
But they know this. This is, I mean, it's not like she chose him. This is, we know success, the line of succession.
But Charles, her husband or son? So she wasn't married? She didn't have a...
Yeah, she was.
Is her husband still alive?
He died, yes. But the lineage...
I think her husband died like...
I think her husband died like
40, 50 years ago.
He is dead.
I know, but see, this is my problem. This is why me and DJ C. Sounder when we get divorced. Cause I said, is
but
he
you
still?
Wondered, but you understood what
can
I
have my
I
joke?
Mean,
can I have my joke
no.
on here? I said, is he alive? And she said, yes, he's dead. She don't listen, yo. That's what's wrong with you, females.
You know what I mean.
All right, what was you gonna say? You don't know now. You didn't let me get my joke off. You tried to talk over me.
No,
I didn't forget. So King Charles is dead. No, not King Charles II. King Charles II's son, Queen Elizabeth
Prince
II. Charles
is now king, yeah.
So Queen Elizabeth's husband died.
Yes.
Was he king too?
No, she was the queen.
You can't have a king and a queen at the same time? I thought that was the whole Game of Thrones thing.
No.
I'm so confused.
No. The lineage goes through her, not him. It was her father. It was her family. That is
but once she's married, ain't she the king?
No, it doesn't pass that way. It's bloodline.
So if I marry the queen, I'm not the king?
Nope.
Nah, you don't get that title.
Nope. You are another title.
Hey, watch out background noise. PG, that got to be you because we've been running smooth for years, and now you're back, and it sounds like you're rubbing the face, with the face.
I was on mute.
So that's Blur fucking up?
So it's
I think it was you.
My phone sits on the table. And y'all keep cutting DJ C. Sired off.
It's the person, the heir apparent person next in line, it doesn't matter who they marry into, it always goes to that next person, be it a man or woman, the heir apparent, however that succession goes. So you don't marry someone and become a king.
So why the big upsetness about redheaded Charles marrying a black woman?
Exactly. That's what people are saying. It didn't matter. He was not going to be next in line. He's even. I mean, that wasn't going to.
Because he's the stepchild?
No. Oh. It's just in terms of it would be about 10 people would have to die before it would be him. Maybe not that many.
Isn't he a son?
He's a grandson.
How many kids she got?
I don't know all that now.
Oh, okay.
But her son,
Charles.
Yes.
Bartholomew. Are we making any more Bartholomews?
Bart, yeah. I'm pretty sure there's Bart out there. I don't know. Anyway.
Was that Bart's real name in The Simpsons? Bartholomew?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right, so y'all got anything else on the queen dying?
But let's talk about Black Twitter and all the...
Well, go ahead and talk about it.
All the, what do we call them? Just, you know, I guess all the horror is someone negatively talking about the Queen of England, which I wish we had a little bit more of this when she was alive. I feel like we're now talking about all of these atrocities Because, hey, look, this is American history. I grew up in American public school. We didn't, you know, there really wasn't a lot of information about African colonization, truthfully. And it's probably not a lot of information, at least I know. I don't personally know. It's something you have to go out and study. I wanted them to put these clips out here from, you know, World War II about, you know, these colonized African countries and tribes and the British involvement.
Ooh.
Of
what's the touchdown? Football.
Anyway.
Football. Cooper Cup.
Anyway, we should have been talking about this while she was alive. I just don't like the fact that we waited.
Well, what are we going to talk about? We know the Britons colonized Africa. We know Chinese colonized Africa. I'm sure Americans have colonized Africa. That's what leaders of countries do. Yeah, Americans in Africa.
We colonize. I mean,
we caused all that
So I just think it's really funny that, you know, everyone's like, oh my gosh, why would you speak so bad of the dead? I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I mean, you know, she was a royal and it was kind of cool, but I mean, we can talk about that too.
But the good and the bad should be celebrated when you die, right? It's a celebration of their life, good and bad.
Yeah.
Did she do more good than bad? I mean, she grew up in a different time. Maybe she was racist and then she got a black granddaughter.
She would have got a better pass if she had a black black granddaughter and son. Anyway.
She got a black granddaughter now, right? Markle, ain't that the granddaughter?
Yeah.
Was she cool with her or she didn't like her?
I don't know. Markle said she didn't say who said it, but somebody didn't want
her. Oh, we know
that
was Charles. No, is Charles a cool one? Y'all got anything, Blair, PJ?
I don't know.
I'll say this. I think she had a, I mean, especially with anybody when they die, I think you don't have to, like, speak great of them, but I think everybody should not speak ill of the dead. I mean, they're not here to defend themselves, so whatever your opinions are of them or whatever they did, they're just that, and there's nobody who can really contradict it. That's why I think it's just important to speak ill of the dead. But that said, you can tell somebody's whole story. Like, you can tell the good and the bad. I mean, she wasn't perfect. I do feel like as she got older, and I ain't say up on what was going on over there, but as every time she came across in the news, I felt like, all right, I mean, she's just a sweet old lady. Just a sweet old lady trying to help out and trying to do the right thing. And, I mean, that's what my thoughts of her were toward the later years. And at least I heard a lot of the stuff she did when she was younger, like during the Meghan Markle thing and whenever the death celebration she had for ruling for 50 years or whatever it was, like not too long ago. Like, yeah, I heard all the bad things she was doing.
Okay, PG.
I just think that everybody's better off without her at this point.
God damn. Look, so can you not speak ill of Adolf Hitler because he's dead?
Right.
We're allowed to speak ill of
Hitler. I think it's okay to speak ill of people dead or alive.
I want to know who's going to speak ill of me when I'm done. I know
the same people who speak ill of you while you're alive.
That's true. That is true. You think you're going to have anybody speak ill of you, PG?
Absolutely.
DJ Cesar, you think anybody's going to speak ill of you when you die? I know one person.
Who?
Me.
Yeah. I guess it won't matter. I'll be dead.
Blur, you think anybody's going to speak ill of you?
I don't think so. I just had like a deep conversation with my girl not too long ago, and I'm like, yo, I'm not perfect, but I think I'm a pretty dope dude. Like, and maybe that's just being narcissistic, but I think I'm a pretty dope dude. I think the people who know me think I'm pretty dope too. That said, I mean, she may be one of the people who speak ill of me after I'm gone. So probably like one or two females from my past, but for the most part, I think everybody I've ever come in contact with, everybody I know, is going to have, like, good things to say, if not all good things, definitely a lot more good than bad things to say.
Yeah, I never really thought about that. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a – yeah, most of it's always – I mean, it's probably some dudes who speak of them. But, I mean, that doesn't bother me because I know, like, when a couple people die, like, I'm going to be okay with it. And I'm going to – like, and look, perfect example. I had a coach that coached me at Towson. And I tell people all the time, my freshman year, I had this offensive coach. And we were running the spread before it became popular. Most people were still running pro right. We were one of the early schools running spread. You can look it up. In 1999, our little Division I AA school had 5,000-yard passer. Like our quarterback was probably number one. He was number one in the nation in passing for like 10 weeks before somebody else passed him, I think in Oregon or something. Like we were ahead of the curve. Like I learned under an amazing offensive mind, right? Which gets me frustrated now when I coach under other people because I don't take on the responsibility of the head of coach and they don't know more football than me. But anyway, it's frustrating when, like, so after he left, because he was a great offensive mind, he got more opportunities to go somewhere. So we got a new offensive coordinator who was actually the offensive coordinator before him. I know it's a little complicated, but he was old, and he was terrible. So when he started putting in the offense, because he wasn't running the same offense, it was a brand-new, old-school, pro-style offense, but it was just bad. And because I had learned so much under the previous guy, when he started putting in his system, I was like, this isn't going to work. And a lot of us were expressing our concern about, hey, you can't leave the closest guy to the ball free to make a decision unless you're running an option. Like, that's not who the running back should try to make miss. The guy who the running back should try, you should account for everybody except for the safety. If you're running the ball, basically, or somebody backside who's just not going to be fast enough to make the play. And when we would express concern, like he would get, and it, a lot of time it was me because I had been playing since the time I walked on the college campus. Like I was one of those guys who, the coaches realized real early could play. So, like, when I learned under the guy for 2 years and we had a new guy, I was like, yo, this isn't good. And then me and him used to get at it and go back and forth. And he was like, all you do is talk. And I was like, yo, you can't even coach. I know more about. Like, we will go at it. And then when he died, just to forward the conversation, I don't want to make it too long. But when he died, a lot of my teammates – and older guys who have played for him, who I was close with, will call me like, yo, it's Coach such and such funeral. Yo, you got to come up. You know, we love Coach blah, blah. I don't want to put his name out there and all that stuff. Well, I'll say it, Coach Albert, because I'm not like Blur. I can care less. And I was like, yo, I don't fuck with Albert. Like, I don't care that he died. And they were taken aback. Some of them understood because they were there and they saw us argue. And I was like, yo, I don't fuck with him. I don't like him. I don't care that he's – I didn't wish that. Like, I wasn't – like, when we got the call that he died, I wasn't like, oh, my God, yes, he's finally dead. But I was just like, he was old. Like, he's just going to die. We're all going to die. And he was like, yo, you can't be like that. Like Blur said, you can't speak ill of the dead. I was like, well, I'm not speaking ill of him. But I just don't – like, y'all don't want me – I'm not going to be a part of it. So I'm not going to celebrate his death. And want no part of it. So – I can understand that, you know, sometimes in life we all just don't get along. And if people didn't like the queen and don't care that she died, then fuck it. So that's all I got. PG, you got anything left on the queen? Blur, you got anything left on the queen or Black Twitter or anything before we move on?
You know, the internet is undefeated, man. I don't care whatever the event is, when something make headlines, these jokes gonna come out. And they are funny, man. Like, all the things, like, all the little skits and the memes and the GIFs about what's going to happen when the queen gets to heaven, Princess Diana.
Oh, they're
going to throw hands. Yo. Oh, man. They got Princess Diana running her down, like all types of stuff, man. It's hilarious. Things like this are, I think, are what the internet was invented for. Like, yeah, this type of hilarity, yes, it's perfect.
I got to check it out, man. I've been so busy. I haven't been on Black Twitter in a long time. All right. That's cool, cool, cool. All right, so PG, you've been away for a while. Is there anything pressing you want to discuss tonight with the group?
No, I don't have anything pressing.
Okay, nothing about your travels. Did you see anything crazy while you were traveling? You went to Barcelona. I told you I got folks out there. We've been through some things out of Barcelona. We've been to the hood. We've been in the streets of Barcelona. I told you where to fucking go, and you didn't go.
I went to Ibiza and Barcelona. I had a ball. I, too, saw some things, but I had a good time.
Why didn't you do what I told you to do? I got people out there.
Where were you trying to send us?
Huh?
I have people out there. That's not my first time to Barcelona. Like, you know, I had some stops to make, move around the streets. We had some shops to visit.
All right, don't be out there getting pregnant by no Spaniard and you'll be on 90 Day Fiancé. Because I'm going to talk bad about you. I can't wait to go on the show.
Have you had
all right, so you got nothing blur. You got anything?
Nah, you know what? Nothing pressing per se, but I was one of the memes or the things I said about the queen. So I was like, yo, somebody tell Stacey Dash so she know about this now.
Somebody tell Stacey Dash what?
That the queen died, so she find out about this now and not a year from now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you did put in the chat that you think Stacey Dash is a clone because she was caught on TV crying about DMX dying a year after DMX died. You know, you got to live a good life to not know someone like DMX, especially if you're black. White people, I can understand. Well, some white people, because there's some white people tapped in with the culture who, you know, somebody as big as DMX when they die, like they understand. But I guess Stacey Dash is the opposite, right? Like, she's not part of our culture. So should we be surprised that she didn't know that DMX died?
Well, here's the thing. Like, she was crying because apparently she knew DMX. Like, obviously not intimately, but she knew of him. She was aware of him. Like, I think she said she knew him from what I know, like they met. And so it wasn't like I know a lot of people who wouldn't know DMX or couldn't pick him out of lineup or wouldn't know anything about him being alive or dead. But this is somebody who you knew, obviously knew of and had some type of connection or feeling towards them to be like that oblivious for a year is one, it's just funny. And then two, that video that she put out had me and all, you know, had my mind all over the place. Like, yo, who is this? When I saw the video, I really thought it was a random white woman. I thought it was like Sandra Bullock's makeup artist or something was like, oh my God, DMX, why ain't nobody tell me? Like, I didn't know it was Stacey Dash, so after the video, and then I started seeing comments. I was like, wait, that's who? I had to go back and watch it again. Like, nah, that's not Stacey Dash from Clueless. That's Stacey Dash from Fox News. Like, that don't look like her at all.
Huh. Okay. So do you believe Stacey Dash got cloned?
I don't know about a clone. I don't know if we got that prod. You know, we probably do got that technology to clone people, but that might explain why she didn't know. Like, it might have happened in the cloning process. You know, maybe they don't get all the memories. Maybe they only get, like, select memories. That might explain why she ain't know DMX and was surprised to learn that he died. More so, I think it might be skin bleaching, though. That's why I think she's bleaching her skin.
You think she's bleaching her skin? She getting the Sammy Sosa?
I mean, I don't know if it's a medical condition or not, so I don't want to give her the Michael Jackson treatment. But yeah, man, I think she going out like Sammy Sosa right now.
Okay. PG, you think Stacey Dash got cloned?
I think Stacey Dash is on the booger sugar.
You think she on cocaine?
She's on something.
I would think more heroin.
Something,
but
I don't know.
You think she's just trying to get in back into black people's good graces?
That will never happen. She might as well go away with Queen Elizabeth.
Yo, you got beef. You got beef with the queen, yo. I got no why. Yo. The queen racist, yo. Only queen I know is Queen B. And Queen Radio. So. Right,
Queen
Blur.
Radio.
Hey, so Blur, let me get your opinion on what's going on with JSU and them being ranked. What you think? What you think about what's going on with Deion Sanders and all that?
You know what's funny? I was thinking about how to explain this or how to present this. There's two types of leadership. I think Deion is the dude coach at UConn, the basketball coach. I can't think of his name, but I think Gino Auriemma. I think he's like him. Like, I think he is to HBCU football what Gino Auriemma is to women's basketball. I am going to blow everything away, and y'all just going to have to get with me. Like, a rising tide lifts all ships. Like, I'm going to take me and mine here, and I hope y'all can keep up because I'm not going to slow down. And if y'all can't keep up, y'all just going to get left. Meanwhile, there's other people who are trying to do, and I say this for, when I say trying to do this for all of HBCU sports and HBCU football in general, like when Hugh over at Grambling, like he was saying a lot of the same thing that Deion was saying his first year when he first got the job about, you know, not wanting to just transform JSU and because he was like not wanting to just transform Grambling, but, you know, transform all of HBCU sports. But the way he's going about it is like, yo, I'm going to get behind and we're just going to lift everybody up at once. It's like essentially two different types of leaderships, but I think I like what Deion is doing. Like, yo, y'all need to just get on my level and keep fucking with me. Like, y'all need to do what I'm doing. If y'all can't do what I'm doing, y'all going to get left behind. I don't care if I destroy all these classics. There just won't be no classics. Somebody else will have to play them, not us. And if ain't nobody coming to see y'all play, oh, well, then it's over for the classics. We going to bowl games. I could understand why people are upset, but I like what he's doing. And I like what Jackson is doing. And I guess you got to have a certain type of name cachet like Deion for them to say, all right, whatever you're doing, we just going to step out your way and let you rock. Whoever you want to bring in, this is your budget. If you get them in here under that budget, go right ahead. All right, you got connections outside of the school that's going to get some players in here, like the documentary, the TV deal, the NIL deals. Do what you do. We ain't going to get in your way. Not everybody's going to get that treatment, but I think if you got the right person, if you hire somebody, I think you need to just give your support behind them and let them do their thing.
Okay. PG, you care about Jackson State football at all?
The only thing I've heard about Deion Sanders recently is seeing him dance on TikTok.
He was on TikTok dancing? Deion ain't got no foot.
Yeah, they be like, he be like, play my theme music, and then they play a song, and the team be hyping him up.
Really?
Well, I didn't even know there was anything going on, but thank you, Blur, for the rundown. I'm better educated.
I mean, as a football fan, not even a, I mean, I root for HBCUs because I'm black, but I didn't go to a HBCU. I don't have that love and that kind of blind reverence that most HBCU people have for HBCUs. But as a football fan, I think Deion is on one of the most impressive runs I've ever seen, and I don't think people notice how great he has that team just looking. Now, it was their first game last week, and yeah, they ran through a FAMU team that, you know, has battled some injuries, but usually is pretty well, does pretty well, has some good athletes. But when
but
I was watching the game, go ahead.
My bad, I'm going to interrupt. The thing is, and you got to see how they're going to perform the rest of the year. And I do think they're going to continue to perform at a high level. They might run the table. We'll see what their money game is, and we'll see what happens they get later in the year. But FAMU is severely depleted. 20-plus athletes, not injuries, like academically ineligible. And so, yeah, it's not – that wasn't a fully staffed FAMU unit out there. That said,
oh, yeah, I know.
They didn't hold back. Like Jackson State, they routed them pretty good.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting to before you you interrupted me, Bash.
Well, you said injuries, and I just wanted to correct you. What injuries?
No, they do have injuries. FAMU has injuries too. I mean, they have academic problems too, but you know they got a lot of injuries too. Hey, but why are we getting bogged down with semantics? All I'm saying is Jackson State looks like they have, and I know they got Deion's son who could have went Division I-A and played for some schools. They got that cornerback, Travis Hunter, who could have went to any school in the nation. But they have some real kids on there that look like different players than what they're playing against. And, you know, and that's the thing that I've always been interested in when Deion started making, you know, this headway to Jackson State. Like, it's always been about the players. Can you recruit difference makers? Like, their linebackers were just – like, they were moving at a different pace than the FAMU. And I was just really, really impressed. And with Deion's health issues and him not making a big deal out of it, the fact that he's at a school where the city doesn't have clean water and these kids got to move into a hotel just so that they can be properly nursed and all this stuff to play football. Like, I'm extremely impressed with what Deion is doing, and I hope he stays. Like, I hope a big school doesn't come and dump, you know, millions and millions of dollars in his face and pulls him to a big school. I kind of want him to stay there because – at this point, I'm just interested to see how Jackson, Mississippi, like structure changes. Like, if Jackson State can become a program that's highly sought after, you know, extremely visible, with a lot of eyes on it, with a lot of money backing it, like, does the city of Jackson become something where, you know, what LeBron did to Cleveland? And I think that's the most interesting part. Like, can what Deion is doing in Jackson, Mississippi, will it change the economics of the entire city? And I hope he does. I hope he does. I'm really rooting for Deion. Like, even the gear looks good. I was looking at Deion Jackson State hat, and I don't know if it's just my ignorance that I've never, you know, paid attention to Jackson State football again in my life until Deion got there. But I was like, yo, those hats are kind of tough. So, like, do they have new marketing down there? Like,
that's actually somebody on Instagram. It's a dude on Instagram. You might follow. I know me and Minivan follow him because, you know, he makes gear for HBCU. Like, that's his logo. That's his design. It got to Deion, and Deion got it. And so, I mean, I don't know what kind of legal matter they have as far as, like, what kind of deals Jackson State may have already had with some apparel company, but – that was just a dude on Instagram who's designing stuff for HBCUs and selling it.
Really?
Yeah, I follow him. Many of them follow me. We posted a couple stuff in the group text a couple times, but yeah, man, he's a just the dude was like selling his own stuff on IG.
No, all right, good for him. Good for him. Shout out to that dude. I mean, the gear looked tough. I thought about getting me a Jackson State fitted, but, you know, my brothers went to Grambling, my brother went to Dell State. I feel like I'd be trading, but, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, so I just wanted to touch on that real quick because I really want to look at the economic impact that Deion's going to have on Jackson City. Right now it don't look good because they ain't got water, but we'll see. We'll see in about 5 years how that city looks.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be there for 5 years. I mean, once his sons graduate, that's really when the, it's going to start to be the test, if they can hold him or if he's going to get taken away. But we talked, remember when he first got the job, we talked, and I think MX was on there, and he was like, it's not a success unless he gets his players drafted first round. I mean, MX ain't on the line now, and I don't remember where you stood on that. I was like, nah, that can't be the measure for success. I think he's a success already. I think he's already a success. I don't think anyone – well, I know no one from Jackson State got drafted last year. I think they did have a linebacker get picked up, unsigned free agent. But I think once he starts getting people drafted, which I think is going to probably happen this upcoming year and going forward, even if it's late round, I think he's already been a success. He don't need to have the first-round draft picks.
I don't remember that discussion. I don't think – well, it depends what Deion's goal is and what the school's backing of the football program is. Like, if Deion wants to make HBCUs the destination for black athletes, then, yeah, first-round draft picks are going to be a measure of success if that's the goal, because a lot of these black – I mean, when it comes to football, you know, black athletes are the most coveted. But that the only measure of success? No. Like, I mean, if his graduation rate is above 80% and he's getting a couple kids look, if he's getting teams to come down to Jackson, Mississippi to look at his kids work out and get a chance to be in the league or go to Canada and play or go overseas and get opportunities, then, you know, that's going to be a success. I would just have to go back to see what Deion said his goal was to really determine if it was a success or not. That's one of those things where I have to listen to what he planned on it. But I mean, I'm all in for Deion, man. At Jackson State, if they're on TV, they're must-see TV. His son looks good at QB, too. Got a nice, quick release, a little low. But, you know, got a nice quick release, got good speed around the corner. Looks like he makes good decisions. Again, it didn't look like a great FAMU team they were playing, but I don't know if that's just because Jackson State was just that good or FAMU was just that bad. But week one was impressive. What else we got, DJ Cesar? You got anything else? Try and go around the horn. I didn't want to get too bogged down with football, but I just wanted to touch on what – how impressed I am with Deion. You ain't got nothing? I know PG ain't got nothing. PG, you got anything? Have you spent time in Jackson, Mississippi? Don't be having one of them little kids' babies.
No, I have not. What? One of them little kids' babies? No, I have not. But I do have a question for you and Blur. So for my Survivor pool, week one pick, I picked Kansas City over the Cardinals. Is that a good pick?
Kansas City over the who?
Okay. Cardinals. Over the Cardinals. Thank you. I'm going to run my picks by you guys every week.
I don't think you should use Kansas City that early. But it's
well, I don't. I always, yeah, I always mess up. And by, like, week three, I'd be out.
Yeah, we should have a weekly PG football segment and talk about who you should pick.
Y'all should.
But have you already picked it?
Should I pick for week two? I can change week two. So
Whoever the Chicago Bears are playing.
I might have picked the Bears. Let's see.
Who's
Jackson?
Now, don't pick the Bears. Whoever they're playing, pick them to win.
For week two, I picked the Commanders over the Lions.
I wouldn't do that.
Over the Lions? We can't beat the Lions?
The Lions ain't going to be awful.
All right.
The Lions ain't
going to
be awful.
I pick for week two? For week three, I pick the Rams over the Falcons.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I don't know. I mean, yeah, using the Rams in
week
three.
So what am I supposed to do? Okay, what about the Texans versus the Broncos in week two?
Broncos. Yeah, that might be a good pick right there. Go with Denver.
Okay.
They ain't going to win a lot. But the Texans might not win a game this year.
Then how?
If the Texans play the Jaguars, they're going to have a tough time. But we'll have more discussion on your pick. So every week you bring a pick to us, and we'll bring it if you ever join us again.
Okay, I'm gonna be back.
All right, Blur, you got anything else you want to talk? Yo, I don't know if we've ever talked about this on here. It came across my timeline again today. The Chris Brown is more talented than Michael Jackson.
We had this discussion.
I don't really
know exactly
what that means, but I feel like I have to disagree with it. Maybe that's just my biases. I don't know if they said more talented. Well, I think they said more talented, or he's more of a talent because he's more talented than Michael Jackson.
I mean, we'll never know. Michael Jackson was a monkey trainer. I never see Chris Brown training monkeys.
That was the thing. They were saying Chris Brown could do so many other things, like, other than just sing and dance. And it's like, what did they say? Something? He do something. Like, he I don't even remember exactly what it was, but it had nothing to do with entertainment. And I was like, that ain't got nothing to do just because he could do something else. Why does that have to go into a comparison with Michael Jackson? That's why I was like, come on. I don't think no one, when you just talk entertainment, or I think if you have to go outside entertainment, that's the answer right there, that this person isn't more talented than the other person, because you have to go to all these different categories to justify that type of statement.
Well, when they say Chris Brown's more talented than Michael Jackson's, because Chris Brown has proven that he's talented at doing a multitude of things. Justin Bieber's the same way. Kids out there, these people who, you know, become, you know, I think they got like Asperger's or something, where they become singular focused and become successful at things that they, like, just focus on. But my only problem with that discussion is, because the internet wasn't really around when Mike was around, we don't know his other talents. Like, we don't know if Mike could draw. We don't know if Michael Jackson could play basketball. Oh, Michael Jackson could draw? How do you know that?
In the liners of his album, is drawing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, yeah, Michael Jackson could draw, but we don't know if he could play basketball. Well, I saw the Jam video. I don't think he could play basketball. But, you know, he trained monkeys.
I mean, what if Michael Jackson could roller skate really well? Does that make him talented?
And he was
when Chris Brown can make a track like Heal the World or Black or White and Bring the World Together, he's talented. Until then, Mike is the GOAT.
You brought up two of Mike's worst songs. There's no way you were jamming to Heal the World.
That was the jail.
I think Heal the World is Bob. I think it might have to. I don't know if that's the word. I mean, I don't think I would put that on the bottom of his track list.
I'm just saying they united multiple countries. The only thing Chris Brown has united people against is domestic violence.
Magic Johnson still got AIDS after Michael Jackson. Wasn't I Heal the World about AIDS? Wasn't Michael Jackson?
I don't think so.
In Africa?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
I think it was about Take Care of the Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the planet's fucked. Look, there's about to be a hurricane in California. They said there's going to be a year's worth of rain dumped on California the next day.
That's good. They have a drought.
Yeah, and don't they got like forest fires or something like that?
Mark.
Y'all gonna be sick. Y'all so ignorant. A year's worth of rain in a day. Do you know how many people are about to? You know how many Mexicans are about to die because they gonna go to work trying to pick grapes? And
when it rains,
it pours. Gonna have
when it well, rains, I don't know, man. A year's worth of California rain may not be that much. Like we had a central all-time flood here in St. Louis. It was the most rain we've got so quick in over 100 years. That said, I mean, the cleanup took a long time, but the ground was dry a couple days later. Like, if California got that, it might be a big deal. But if you're getting a year's worth of California rain where it never rains in Southern California, like, if it never rained there and you get a year's worth of that, it may not be that much.
Why are you acting like the St. Louis floods weren't that bad when it was all over the news that they were that people were dying out there? Y'all have no regard.
Some people died. No, I ain't gonna say it wasn't bad, man. I'm
some people
still
died.
Somewhat cleaning. Some people. I don't know. I think I saw one person
fucked up. You stopping yourself. You will know you want to say it. It ain't that bad.
No, I'm not gonna say that because again, I'm still dealing with some cleanup, so I'm not gonna say it wasn't that bad. What I'm saying is, if they got this, then yeah, the Mexicans might float away when they go to pick their grapes, but they're not gonna get what we got out here in St. Louis. They're gonna get a year's worth of California rain.
I don't know. Sounds like a year's worth of rain in a day sounds bad. I guess if you're right, if you live in the desert, a year's worth of rain ain't that bad. But I've been in Arizona where it poured one day, and it just shut down everything. Now, I don't know if it was a historical rain, but I know it was so bad that kids were surfing in sewers. And that's how I knew West Coast was different. So no one's concerned about a hurricane hitting California. That's why, look, California is beautiful. Beautiful weather. Good food. But people are cool. But that weather is, like, it's so dramatic, yo. It's like dating a woman under period. It just gets, hey, New York, you're on the line too, bro. Feel free to hop in anytime. But that weather is, boy, like, it can get brutal, man. Like, California be on fire. The ground be shaking. Now they about to get pouring rain. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I would never move to California. But great place to visit. You just got to catch it when there's not a weather catastrophe going on. All right. So, anybody else got anything left on weather? Is that what we were talking about? What were we talking about?
Chris Brown versus Michael Jackson. You said Michael Jackson's song was bad because the weather's still fucked up.
Yeah, weather. Yeah, Mike. So where you put? So what's your vote? Chris Brown more talented than Mike? Yes or no?
No, absolutely not.
PG?
No, not at all.
New York? I don't know where New York went. He on. He might got us on mute.
I'm here. What was the question?
is Chris Brown more talented than Michael Jackson?
What? Chris Brown more talented? Is that even a question right now? You know how many people Michael Jackson had in the field, in the stands? But people was crying over Michael Jackson like he was God himself. Chris Brown haven't even reached that level. I think, like, an R&B, the R&B joint, like, you know what I mean? Chris Brown is definitely, like, you know what I mean? He's a top pioneer. He make those hits. But as far as Michael Jackson's status, nah. Not at all. Not at all.
Chris Brown had more bitches than Mike.
But nobody went from black to white like Michael Jackson, and then Michael Jackson had his hair burnt off and still was Michael Jackson. So, like, he did.
Kim Kardashian.
Michael Jackson is
it? White better than Mike.
Nah, that, but she's a woman though. That
went,
is, I mean,
you went from Ray J to Kanye to Pete Davis.
Reggie Bush.
Oh, Reggie Bush. I forgot about Reggie Bush.
Look, I ain't got no argument about that.
Look, and she did black and white. Who was the basketball player?
He was black.
And white.
No. Chris Humphries.
Blake Griffin? Chris Humphries.
Oh, yeah.
More
white skin mixed kids.
Hey, speaking of Kim Kardashian, have y'all seen her new picture? DJ C-Sire, you seen her new picture?
Yes.
What'd you think about it?
She looks weird.
Okay. Good observation, or I guess good discussion.
I don't know why. I mean,
she went full America. She went Justin Timberlake, Man in the Woods on us.
I just don't know. It looks odd on her.
Shout out to the white people that can do the Stranger Things and go from the upside down to regular world back and forth. Yeah. PG, did you see it?
I did.
What'd you think?
I agree with PJ C-Star, and it was weird.
Okay.
Like, I was excited for her and Kanye to break up. Because I thought she was going to start giving us fashions again, and it's just not happening.
Oh, you think it's good for her to break up with Kanye?
I was hoping that she would start dressing better, and it hasn't happened.
Less homeless?
Yeah.
Okay. Blur?
Nah, this is, I don't even know what you're talking about. You said a nude picture or a new picture?
No. She don't do the butt naked joints no more, yo, since Kanye turned his life to God.
Nah, I don't even know what type of new picture you're talking about, man. Don't she take pictures, like, every day? What's this one about?
It's a new magazine. She went full America. It's in front of the American flag. She went full right wing.
Is that right?
She got white hair. She got white hair, white eyebrows in front of an American flag with a denim jacket. She looked like
this
dude
is here with the cheeks out.
Ahmaud Arbery. Oh, you stepped
over. Is this the picture? Do she got the cheeks out with the blue jeans or whatever?
Maybe.
Oh, I didn't see that one. You got to put that one in the group chat. She might have her cheeks out. I didn't see that one.
Yeah,
I just saw one with a back turn.
Yeah, this is it. She got the white, the bleach blonde eyebrows and hair, and she got a jock strap on with the cheeks hanging out and the pants pulled down with a jean jacket.
Oh, you got
all right. So, yeah, that changes things right there. It's clout chasey. Like, why? What's this for? And I understand it's not always the models' choice as far as what pose they do or what picture is finally picked, but I don't. What's the point of this? Like why?
I mean, to take a picture. She's a model, right?
Yeah, but even then, why? Like why? What's I don't know. And this is Kim Kardashian bears all. I mean, because they're trying to promote or sell something.
So is she not promoting nothing?
I don't know. I mean, the American flag,
yeah,
is that what she's doing?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It just seems, it's like you're doing this for something, but you're not, like, what are you getting from this? Is it just for clout? Just you want to show off the cheeks for the world to see again?
Blur? Good Lord. New York? New York, you got us on mute again? I don't know where my man New York bounced to.
But
I thought her face, she's starting to look like her dad that turned into a woman.
Not her dad, her stepdad.
Yeah.
He's not related. I mean, not blood related.
Yeah, him.
Why would she look like him?
I don't know, but the picture, that's the first.
Why would she look like her?
Okay. The first thing that came to my mind was, wow, she's looking like
her stepmom.
Yeah, is that her stepmom? That gets complicated.
It's a little complicated.
Is it like her aunt? It can't be her stepmom.
Her stepmom.
But she got a mom.
It was her stepdad, so now it's her stepmom.
I guess that makes sense. But she's looking like her stepdad. Anybody else think that? Or no?
No.
In the face. That plastic surgery, like, I guess it looks good early while your face is tight. But after a while, it starts to look really, really weird. Do y'all think her face looks good?
That picture isn't really, I mean, you can find 20 more pictures she's taken this month. She doesn't look like that. So I really think
that's scary.
The grooming, or, you know, the art direction of it. I don't know why she looks so odd in there, but I mean, I've seen pictures that she's taken more recent, and she doesn't really look that odd. But her face does look a bit worked, even though I don't know what she denies, but I know she does deny at least butt work, but I don't know about face work.
Okay. So we got the Kim Kardashian topic out. Blur, you got anything else? Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm glad New York on the line, if you're here, and PG, because I needed some more men and women input on this, because I guess it could go both ways, but for me, in my situation, from my point of view, if your girl goes to your phone and doesn't find anything, what should happen after that?
If she goes through your phone and doesn't find anything? I mean, there's so many things to discuss there. PG, you go first. PG and DJ C. Siren, and then New York, New York. Y'all discuss that with Blair first before I jump in.
So did she have permission to go through the phone, or she, like, snuck and went through the phone?
Snuck and went. You sneak, you go through your man's phone, and you don't find anything of what you're looking for, or you don't find anything that none of the sneaky stuff of what you would expect to find when you sneak through somebody's phone.
The real answer is, I feel like if she felt like she had to go through the phone, there's a problem in the first place. But if she didn't find anything, she should just not say anything and go on about her business. That's what I think.
But you get caught. Like, what if you get caught?
I'd be like, I had to make an emergency call. If she got caught, then she needs to lie.
So just ignore the fact that you snuck and went through somebody's phone. You ain't find nothing in it. And it's just, all right, that's cool. You just keep it pushing?
Yeah, I'm going to keep it pushing. And if I get caught, I'm going to make up a lie.
I feel like it's got to be more than that. Something's got to happen. An apology, some amends have to be made, I think, after that.
How do you? I mean, you can apologize, but there's really nothing you can do to make up for that. What do you mean amends?
I don't know. I mean, so you don't try.
You're not going through my phone.
Guys don't want to do that. Guys don't care. Maybe I don't want to say don't care, but nobody. We're not trying to go through our girl phone for the most part. Believe me, I can't. I don't want to speak for all guys. New York might be different, but nah, I'm not trying to go through my girl phone for anything.
What do you feel like would make up for that, other than I'm sorry?
I don't know. I feel like you got to try though. Like, if a dude mess up, he just can't be like, I screwed up too bad, and that's it. Like, at least we are taught, or we grow to understand, like, oh, you got to do something. you got to apologize, flowers, candies, take them out, gifts, diamonds. Like, when Kobe got caught cheating and was on trial for rape, he didn't say, oh, well, I just did the ultimate thing to my family. Ain't no coming back from that. Nah, he got a tattoo. He went and bought mad rings. I mean, you got to do something. You got to make an attempt.
I don't know. That's levels to
yeah.
that. I don't think that's the
exactly.
same type
like,
of
I don't,
violation.
Right,
it's
like,
not on the same level.
I went through the phone. Like, you might get a blowjob.
but that's something, though, right? But that's something. That's what I'm saying. It's like, there is something that should happen.
No.
No, that's out of the kindness of my heart, because like I said, I'm a lie.
You can try to lie, but if you get caught, you get caught.
No, I had to make a phone call. Oops, my bad. This is your phone? I thought this was my phone.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you got an iPhone, and I got a Lamborghini yellow Android.
I was going through your phone to try to surprise you for your birthday for our anniversary.
But even if she goes through your phone and doesn't find anything, the fact that she's going through your phone, like, that problem still has to be solved. Like, why is she going through your phone?
She don't trust him. No trust.
So when she doesn't find anything, does she all of a sudden trust you?
I don't know, but Blair's looking for payback, revenge.
No, not payback.
If she had to go through the phone in the first place, I feel like the relationship is probably at a bad point.
It's over.
So you think if...
Go ahead.
No, actually, you think it's over after that?
Yeah, because at that point... All you're really doing is looking for justification. You're not looking, if it's to the point where you're going through someone's phone, you're not looking to see if they're cheating. You're looking for confirmation because you're already not happy and you're trying to find an excuse to leave. Oh, my man, New York. He fell off and came back on. Let me get him back on. New York, you back on. But if you're going to do somebody's phone, then you're just looking for confirmation. You're not looking to solve it. And the reason why I say that is just simply, if you felt there was a problem, going through someone's phone isn't going to solve it. Addressing the problem is going to solve it. And if you're not addressing the problem and you're just going through the phone, then you're not looking to solve the problem. You're just looking for confirmation. At that point, it's already over.
But you don't get the confirmation, so then what? You still just like, all right, you know what? It's not I was wrong and let me readjust. You just, all right, you know what? The feeling was enough. Let's go ahead and anyway and pull the trigger.
I've never met anyone who's gone through my phone and when they found out that there was nothing there, came back and apologized. They just tried to justify the reason for going through my phone.
So more PG,
100%.
Would you say, New York?
100%. I agree with you. 100%. It's never justified. It's never. They don't come back with a sorry. I did this. Yeah, you know I mean, they always got to justify the actions. Like, well, I was just checking anyway. Like.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, it's kind of how I treat my relationship. I don't know if it works for anybody else, but I give my wife 100% trust. I don't go through her phone. I don't look. She says she's talking to one of her guy friends. I just treat it as that because I firmly believe if she's not happy, I tell her all the time, if you're not happy, just tell me and we can break up. Like, it doesn't have to be some big dramatic thing. I know it's going to be difficult because we're married and there's paperwork involved. But if you're not happy, just tell me and we can break up. Like, I'll never go look for it.
Well, all right, so you got into a deeper issue. Like, because if she says you're not happy, is your first step break up or do you try to address the unhappiness? But I wanted to hear from DJ C. Siren. Like, both ways. Like, if you like PG, you just gonna just keep it pushing up. Oh, I got caught. Oh well, that's it.
DJ, she's starting to sleep.
I'm not asleep. I'm listening. I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really. We already know that that's, I guess, a diagnosis. It's probably not a good turn in the relationship. But no, I'm not gonna. I don't feel like it's that big of a deal. What are you hiding? I mean, what's so personal? I mean, I know it's just a break in trust, but I don't know. I guess I just feel like it's
so
not
even an apology. So, Gunn catches you going through his phone. You don't even apologize.
I think I'm like PG said, I might have to play the you know.
So you gonna lie?
Yeah, lie.
See, that ain't godly.
I mean,
that's why we gonna break. Go through my
I
phone,
haven't gone through
up.
Somebody's phone in like 20 years though.
So reverse the roles then. That's why I wanted to see what the woman's perspective was. All right, you walk in, so you coming out the shower and you catch your man just on the couch going through your phone and you know nothing there, and he was like, oh, like, and then what? Do you break up? Do you expect him to, like, apologize and try to make amends?
I don't know. Even if we don't break up, I don't respect him.
But you would go,
well, you got to break up then. You can't stay with somebody you don't respect.
I would agree with her.
Yeah, I mean, if a guy's going through your phone, I don't know. I have a firm belief that if a guy's going through your phone looking for a woman to see if his woman is cheating, it's probably because he's fucking around on her and he's just looking for an excuse to get out. I hate to say it. But
I mean, but that's essentially the same on both ways. If a girl's going through a guy's phone because she's looking for something too, so I mean, they're both looking for something because they want to get out. But I'm just wondering, like, when you get caught, like, I don't feel like DJ Cesarean and MPG are confirming my thought that women don't apologize. Dang, you can get caught doing breaking somebody's trust and doing something wrong. You're like, nah, we just gonna keep it pushing.
I mean, I apologize.
No, the fuck you don't.
I apologize. Yes, I do.
When's the last time you apologized
for something? To a man?
For what?
To a man?
My point exactly.
So I apologize for my sneaky link for saying something smart. Go ahead,
PG. Say it clear so we can all hear you, because I know you and New York was about to talk at the same time. Go ahead, PG, and then New York.
I apologize to my sneaky link for saying something smart, because I have a smart mouth. Said that I was petty, and I said, I'm sorry.
You said your sneaky link?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You've been out of the country too long. What was you going to say, New York?
I was going to throw a caveat in there, like, you know what I mean? So what if your man's is sneak or whatever, right? You know what I mean? He got the face ID on his phone, whatever. His phone laying face up, you know what I mean? You grab that shit off the charger, put that shit up to his face, unlock his phone while he sleep, go through his phone, and then don't find nothing. You put that shit back on the charger. And then and then you go to sleep. Like, are you telling him you went through his phone at that point? You know what I mean? Or are you just going to act like you never went through it?
But that's the thing about women. And I hate to speak for women, but even if a woman did that, she's still going to say he probably just hiding it somewhere else. They're not going to say, oh, I'm wrong, I got a good guy.
Yeah, that's
why
what I'm coming
to realize. Why am I 40 going through somebody's phone, though?
Is that
I mean,
his phone?
Why is anybody 40? Yeah, why is anybody 40 going through anybody else's phone, though, at the same time, male or woman? Like, I mean.
I agree, New York.
Yeah, I mean, I also think that's a young person's discussion. Like, or if you're like, if you got into a relationship really, really young, where that jealousy was high. Like, I remember going through my first girlfriend's phone, and it's when I found out on New Year's Eve that she had cheated on me. You know, I realized this week that I've been cheated on a lot by girls. but look, I had a conversation, and I meant to tell DJ, she's sorry before I brought this up, but it's all right. I got a text from a girl I used to date, and she said that she was discussing me with her friend because she was telling her friend that she was still looking for a guy, and I was her model type of guy. And I was like, oh, that's very flattering. I wish you would tell my wife that because she don't appreciate me. And we had a good laugh. But she said, yeah. But I was like, yeah, you know, but we were kids. Like, I'm completely different now. And she's like, yeah, that's true. She's like, but I did tell her how I messed up about how you went away on vacation with your family when we were in high school, and I end up kissing your best friend and told you about it. And I had completely forgot that ever happened. It wasn't until she brought it up that I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. But see, that's the caveat. She thinks she was my girlfriend then, but she wasn't. She didn't know that I was talking to the other girls, but I didn't have the heart to tell her at that point. But, yeah. No, but it's just amazing how, you know, like when you're talking about, like, going through phones and all that stuff, like, even then, like, we were just talking. We were messing around a little, but, you know, we weren't ever going to be together. And her kissing my best friend at the time was just a reason for her to get out. Like, because they could have did that and never told me, but both of them told me. And it's funny, I'm not friends with either one of them now, even though, like, I'm still cool with everybody. But he was a guy who was real, real close to me. He was as close to me as Blur was back then. But I guess subconsciously I was like, oh, I can't ever be cool with these people again because I can't trust them. But I knew it wasn't that deep, but she thought it was that deep. So I think it's just people, when they go through phones and stuff, they're just looking for confirmation. They're not looking like, oh, I have a feeling. They're just looking for confirmation on how they feel. And when they do stuff like that, it's just that they secretly just want to get out, but they don't know how to express it.
The first and last time I went through somebody's phone, we were in college. I was living in Millennium. Like, he was my friend, and we were just, like, sleeping together. And so, like, he left his phone in my room. And I was like, oh, it's here. I might as well go through it. And I have a cousin who went to Towson with me. We graduated from high school together and went to Towson together. And I see her name in the phone, but it's her parents' home phone number, not her cell phone number. And I was like, that's weird. Like, why does he have her? Like, why does he have her parents' home number? So I told him, like, a little while later, I'm like, I heard that, like, somebody told me that, like, y'all talk or something like that to try to get the information.
And what happened?
He was just, I don't know, he made up some kind of story about, like, you know, like when they first got on campus, they hit it off.
He
and
got
talked
her parents'
or something
number?
Like that.
You
yeah,
believe it?
Like her to her home, her the home line at her parents' house. No, but I also
so
didn't
she
care
on,
if, like, you know, like if.
So she on campus and he got her parents' number?
We're all on campus.
He got the landline, B. He got the landline, B.
But she ain't at home. She in the dorms.
I know. And the thing was, like, I didn't care if he was talking to other women because we were friends. Like, we're just friends. But, like, my cousin, and the most fucked up part was she knew and she never said anything.
Have y'all talked about it since?
No, but I got it back in blood.
So, but you never, so you never told him, you didn't tell him you went through his phone, and you ain't apologized for going through the phone? You just got revenge.
No. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a cold world out there.
Nah, it's definitely cold. It's a cold world when it's your blood. Like, come on. Was it, hold on, was it the first, second, third cousin? Like, what type of cousin was it?
It's like my second cousin. I actually taught, like, where I'm like, we're cool. Like, we grew up together. We went to high school together at the same high school, graduated at the same time. I was texting with her earlier today. But, like, we would be riding around in the car, and, like, a song about cheating or lying would come on, and she'd be like, oh, it keeps coming on. I think it's for somebody. I think it's for Shannon talking about him. I was like, that was mad shady.
Do I know this person?
Oh, man.
You know both of the people.
Have we had this discussion before?
No.
You got to text me who these people are. I would love
it's
to
not,
know.
It's not one of your friends. He played a different sport than you.
Yeah, but she said you got it back in blood. Now, that's cool. You got to stay out the streets. You got to stop listening to Chicago gang rap. You got too many Louis Vuitton purses to be talking about. You got it back in blood.
I try to leave the streets alone.
Shout out to Millennium, though. Shout out to Millennium, though.
I didn't go front. I'm trying to figure out how you get it back in blood from that. Like, his barber?
She slept
his
with
brother?
His cousin.
His cousin might not have been as close. Like, I'm thinking his brother, his homeboy, or his barber.
No, I got her back.
Oh. Pot thickens.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way. The barber. Nah. You talking about the barber getting back in blood with the barber? How you feel? Nah, ain't no way, boy. No way. Like, your barber lied to you up, and that's just, nah, bro. I can't go like that, bro. I can't go like that, bro. I'm hurt right now, bro. My voice changing, bro. I'm already about to cry. Nigga, like, nah,
that's what I'm saying, because your relationship with your barber is real. Like, now you got to go find a new barber. You can't be sitting there in a vulnerable position like that, and he just talking about all the things he did. You know it's your girl. Like, now you got to go somewhere else. You can't go back to that shop.
He got a razor to your. He got a razor to your neck. Ain't nothing you can do,
bro.
You know?
Everybody in the barbershop, all the barbers know the situation, and you still there in the chair, your hair lined up, and everybody laughs at you, but you don't even know what the joke is.
But
that's
see,
crazy.
How can we go from that and still say ain't no fun if the homies can't have none? Like with my homeboy. Mess with that girl, I was kind of like, yo, y'all did this while I was on vacation because we used to chill at her parents didn't care what we did. Like, we used to always go over there and drink and smoke and enjoy ourselves. And, like, when he did it, I was like, I kind of got it. Like, we were all just kicking it. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, I didn't hate him or hate her after that. We all still kicked it afterwards.
But see, yeah, it's different when you cool with it, when it's the homie, and it's like and you especially if you know what's what. But yeah, if your girl go behind your back and smash your barber, like, yeah, that's just gonna throw your whole world upside down.
Is it? See, I feel like that's only people who haven't been in long term relationships. Because once you get a pass about 5 years, you're looking at that person like, good luck. Or maybe it's just me. I'm like, hey, God bless you.
Imagine you in the barber chair, and he lining you up. He's like, yo, this one on me, man. I need you to go out the house this weekend, man. Me and your girl got some plans.
I'd be like, yo, not in my house, but cool. Like, yo, you got her Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yo, I'm playing Madden all weekend, yo. I'm sending the kids to grandmoms. You going to be gone. I'm going to have the greatest time in the world by myself.
Thanks, bro.
Tell our girl.
40%.
Tell our girl get the steakums, man. Tell our girl get the steakums in the Fiji water, man. You know she'd be mad thirsty when I'm done with her, man. Make sure she get a full case of them Fijis.
No, I'm not doing nothing. You got to do all that, y'all. I'll be in the house drunk by myself on the sticks, yo. Beach Bum Gun, holla at me. I'll be on the five. Good luck. Make sure she stays overnight.
Nah, I can't do it. I can't. I got to go to a whole new shop.
I'm not that possessive. Look, she belongs to the streets, yo. If she doing that, she belongs to the streets.
Then she's not your girl no more, man. Your girl can't belong to the streets. She can't be your girl and belong to the streets.
I mean, probably, that's the thing. But see, I think at this point, I'm also at the point in my life where I've been married 10 years. I've had a loving, great relationship for, so probably 16 years. I would never have another girlfriend again. Like if DJ C-Sign left me today and said, I can't do this no more, I'm not happy, I would say, okay, understand. You know, I support you in your endeavors. We'll figure everything out, you know, figure out who's going to live where, what we're going to do with the house, all that stuff. I would never have a girlfriend or a wife again, even though she's the type who would probably will want to get remarried. I would never even have a girlfriend again. So that's probably just my mentality. Whereas Blur has never been married, so he might be okay with it. Like, he might have a little bit more of that, no, that's mine, that's mine. I'm like, look, man, we only got one life, man. I've given 15 years of my life to someone else, and I give the rest of my days to her if she wants them. The day she decides she don't want them no more, the rest of my days are going to me.
And see, maybe I got it reversed, because the thing I'm like, that's mine, is my barber. Like, if you're going to cheat, go do your thing. Like, yo, don't bring it over here. I got to see this dude every week. I got to be in the chair. My livelihood is in his hands.
Not the barber.
Yeah, but
man.
Now you just messed him up, and now he's pushing my whole hairline back, and I'm screwed for life.
But why?
But he's not even... He not even putting... No, it's not that, right? Like, because... Well, I don't know what y'all talking about or anything like that, y'all mean. If somebody take a shorty away from me, yeah, I'm talking up as a wolf. Like, y'all mean, I am who I am, so I can always get another shorty. I don't mean to be confident like that, but I am confident. But at the end of the day, like, if I really like a shorty, this, that, and third, I'm entertaining her, this, that, and third, y'all mean, and she go behind my back and do shit with my barber, and my barber over here just not telling me nothing, and he's just lining me up all happily, like nothing like that, and nothing get out, and I just find out, like, no. I'm going to put trust in the shorty and trust in my barber, and they going behind my back like that, and they ain't even going to say nothing. Hell no. I'm not giving the homie the business any type of day. Like, nah, I'm not paying you to cut my hair. Like, nah, you got to put trust. The few people that you got to put trust in is your barber and your lawyer. And if you don't even have trust in your barber not to hit your main flame like that, that's crazy. I can understand, like, you know what I mean, I'm not claiming shorty or whatever, and we just find out we both hitting her, like, you know what I mean? That's like, but, like, Nah, you know how people in the barbershop talk and everything like that. Ain't no way I'm about to be sitting up here calling you like, yeah, nah, I mean, give me an appointment for 5:30. Let me get in a chair, and you going to line me up. And then you was just talking about me here, yeah, I mean, here, my shorty with all the other barbers in the barbershop. Everybody snickering and chuckling and all this other stuff. Before I get in the chair, why you lining me up? And then when I get out the chair, niggas like, oh yeah, that's the nigga right there that I just hit a shorty. Like, nah, you ain't doing that. You ain't gonna get one up on me like that. No, ain't no way. Ain't no way.
What if it's
my barber?
What if it's
my barber?
What if it's free haircut? What if it's free haircuts for life?
Ain't
the very time
no
he line
way.
You up, it's like. It's like, yo, I ain't got to charge you. You good. We Eskimo bros.
Ain't no way. No, I will lie my shit up for the rest of my life. Ain't no way. Ain't no, my barber, you crossed the line way severely. Like, nah. Like, I don't even know how I can get back after that. Like, that's really, like, Shorty has some hate in her heart for her to do that. Like, nah, you can't get, how do you get back if you're Shorty sleep with your barber? Like, how do you get back? You can't get back. Like, you got to take the L. But if you take the L, like, man, you constantly thinking about it. Now you can't even go to that part of town because, you know what I mean? It's not even the barbers is talking to you and talking about you. It's the people that come in the shop that's still getting their hair cut that's listening to the story about you after you walk out the door. Like, that part of the town is done for you. You can't come back no more. Like, that's crazy.
Nah, I feel like the moral of the story, PG, I'm glad you got your cousin back and didn't get the dude back. Because clearly we can't handle it. Or Gun can handle it.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not that emotional. I'm not that possessive. But, I mean, the one time that, you know, I thought I was in love with my first girlfriend, I figured out she cheated on me, like, it hurt. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I was hurt. But I think after that, I kind of realized, like, oh, like, this stuff ain't supposed to be forever. So I got over it. And if a girl cheated on me after that, I didn't really care. I was just like, oh, that's cool. Because, again, like New York said, I never had a problem dating women. So I was just like, oh, the next one will be along. And they always came along.
The guy from that story ended up being a good friend. And, like, later, like, whenever my boyfriend cheated on me, he'd be like, I give you a week to be sad, and then you better be back to yourself. Or I'd be like, he cheated. And he'd be quiet, and he'd be like, all right, but you know this probably isn't the first time, right?
Yo, you got to text me who these people are. I got to know. That's a great line. This probably isn't the first time. All right, we got about 10 more minutes. What to talk about. Hey, did any of y'all watch that Kevin Hart movie on Netflix? We got burned some topics off of here. I got a bunch of shit that I want to talk about. Any of y'all watch that Kevin Hart movie on Netflix?
No, I watched
the Mark Wahlberg shit. Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg.
Nah, I seen the trailer for it. Like, I put Netflix on and I seen a little drink popping up in the background. I didn't see it though.
Blur.
Yeah, I watched it.
What did you think? Since we're the only two who saw it.
I think it's, well, a few quick takeaways. Regina King.
Huh?
King. Fine as hell.
Who?
The wife.
She still got it. Yeah, she still got it.
Fine as hell.
I thought that was new. What else has she been on?
Who, Regina King?
227? Yeah, is she 227?
No, that's the other Regina. That is Regina.
That's Regina Hart.
I'm getting mixed up now.
I'm getting mixed up.
She's a scary movie.
Scary movie. The black one with the Wayans.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't watch it.
Oh, well, yeah, she's hilarious in those, but... She's beautiful. Kevin Hart is hit or miss for me with his movie, his comedy.
Was this a hit or a miss? Was this a hit or a miss?
This was a miss. Well, let me say this: his comedy in it was a miss. The movie premise and I guess the overall movie itself was alright. It was alright. I enjoyed it, but I wasn't laughing. I wasn't laughing. I only enjoyed Kevin Hart in two movies. The one where with The Rock, the secret, where he's The Rock and the secret service agent or whatever. I forgot what that was. And
Central Intelligence.
Yeah, Central Intelligence. And then the one where he's the wedding crasher or whatever it is, the wedding planner or something like that, the wedding crasher, I think it is. Those were the only two joints where I'm thinking like, all right, yeah.
You didn't watch like Paper the Soldier? One on Netflix?
The
Which
one
on Netflix?
I didn't see.
With Wesley Snipes?
No.
Coming to America too?
When he was a comedian and his brother.
And that was like supposed to be semi-autobiographical or whatever. Nah, I wasn't feeling it. And then he turned into John Wick with the one shot, one kill. Like, nah, I wasn't feeling Kevin Hart in that one.
I have to check that out. Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes was good. Wesley Snipes needed to be acting more because Wesley Snipes, he was dope in that.
So you thought the movie was okay?
Nah.
Kevin Hart died.
Yeah. Which is weird because I'm not really a Mark Wahlberg fan either, but I thought the movie was cool.
Yeah, he's racist. He liked Queen Elizabeth too. Ah, you see what I did there? Queen Elizabeth too. Also, never mind. But I thought the movie was actually pretty good for what, like, it's one of those things where I compare it to, like, music, right? Like, you get some movies that are, you know, that are, like, way too deep for me, where it's just like, you're just trying to do too much. But then there are some movies that are just so thought out and so thoughtful that you know right away they're a classic, they're great. But then there are movies that are made just for entertainment value. You know there's no substance to it. You just watch it to help the time go by. And I thought, and I compare it to, like, you know, pop hits and music. Like when you hear some of these records, like, oh, I can see why y'all forced this just to try to make it catchy. It wasn't really like, oh, let me speak to something in my soul. It was like, let me try to make something that can be popular. And I thought this was that kind of movie. I enjoyed it. Really, Regina King didn't have to be in the movie, but I'm glad she was because I agree with you, Blur. She's absolutely beautiful. Man, Diggs is fast. But I didn't think that her role was that big for the movie, just in terms of plot line. But I thought it was entertaining.
Like she was
I think just like set up.
But
yeah,
see, that's
bored,
the thing. I didn't really
hours.
Think it was entertaining.
All right. I can't believe you didn't pick Soul Plane as a good Kevin Hart movie.
Nah. Soul Plane, I mean, spoof movies like that, I don't know. Like, they don't really land for me since, I guess, since, like, the Naked Gun movies. The Naked Gun movies were funny. Soul Plane was, I don't know, I think they just got corny. Soul Plane was like a corny take on Naked Gun.
Coming
or
to
Airplane,
America
not Airplane.
Movie.
No.
Yeah, Soul Plane and Airplane were two totally different movies. They just have an airplane in common. That's it. All right, but we won't get bogged down because we only got about 10 minutes and I got to get through some stuff. Anybody here, Azealia Banks' last comments? She accused Maul of sleeping with her. She accused Dave Chappelle of sleeping with her. Dave Chappelle said, yeah, he did sleep with her. Does anybody pay attention to Azealia Banks? I know DJ C-Sire wanted to talk about this, but she's snoring. New York. You got anything on Azealia Banks? Because I think she's hilarious. One of the best followers on Twitter.
She's definitely hilarious, and she's from Harlem, so shout out to Harlem. I got nothing bad to say about her.
Except that she be boiling cats.
Hey, that's what you do. She, hey. Shout out to Harlem again.
No, hey, nah, ain't no if you, that's what you do. No, yo, leave the cats alone, dude. Okay. Blur, you got anything on Azalea Banks?
I do think Azalea Banks is a good follow. She's entertaining. She's funny, but I think she's a bully, and I think she does too much. And when people just do too much, like the Kim Kardashian photo, it's like, why? Like, it's just some of the stuff I just think, like, all right, like saying that her and Maul got married, like, for what? Like, just to do something?
She's bored.
Like, for, exactly. Like, when you get bored, she just does stuff. Like, that's like, all right, come on. Like, I think she goes out of her way to pick on people that she knows she's smarter than, like, when she picks on Cardi. And, like, she feels like she has a point to make. She'll go out of her way to pick a fight with somebody just so she can make a point. And I think that's kind of corny. I mean, when she's just doing her thing, she is entertaining, and she's funny. But certain things, I just think, like, all right, you're just bullying people for no reason. It's like, you don't got to do that.
I do agree with that. Yeah, I do agree that. I feel like she bullies on people who aren't as intelligent. But telling Jay-Z that, telling Beyonce she needs to leave Jay-Z alone because what she say his dick was contagious with the old man and she ain't been fly since and ever since Rihanna married that gay nigga from Harlem. Sorry, New York. It's her words, not mine. Rihanna need to leave him alone too. Like, she is just entertaining, but it's one of those things where I feel like the same thing about Will Smith and Chris Rock. Like, it's funny, it's entertaining, but if somebody punches her in the face, like, I don't think she has a right to complain. But I understand when she says, like, I don't know why people care about when I just be talking shit on the internet, I just be having fun. I don't know why y'all take it so seriously. Some people might get upset if they punch her in the face. Like, she should just have to deal with it.
I mean, we ain't got to get into it. I'm going to say that's different from the Chris Rock, Will Smith, because, I mean, you go there knowing you're going to get made fun of, and that's different than just randomly picking somebody out of the blue to drag their name and to call somebody gay. Like, that's different. But, I mean, I get your point. Like, yeah, if someone just takes offense, then, yeah.
All right. Mystical's going to jail for life. Anybody care? Looks like he's coming up on rape charges. Any discussion for that?
He already told us, in that song, he already told us in that song, danger. That song, like, he already told us.
Is there any help for rapists? Like, I do believe people can be reformed in jail. Maybe not in jail, but I do think people can be reformed. I don't know if rapists can be reformed.
Nah, he has too many charges against him. Danger. Nah, it's over for him.
All right. Tom Brady had to leave the Tampa Bay Bucks for 10 days because he's 45 and shit happens. All types of reports that he's having problems in his house. We've heard these stories before from other players, never really from Tom Brady. Do y'all think there's anything to him and Giselle having marital issues and that's why he had to leave? Or do y'all think he probably had to leave for some other reasons and because he just said shit had, I got a lot of shit going on, they're making it about his marriage and it really ain't?
I think it's a little bit of both. Or if not both, I do believe there's some things because even before this, like, there were people commenting about Giselle was not happy about him returning, like, before this. Like, that was a thing. And it's understandable. Like, you said you retired. Apparently they had already been talking about him retiring, and then you just pulled the switcheroo. Just flip-flopped on the whole family. You were home for 1 week and was like, nah, I got to get out of here. Like, so it looks bad. But I also believe he could have been going to do the Masked Singer or whatever, and those things could coincide. Giselle is upset and leaving the house. Like, all right, look, you were supposed to be home with these kids. I'm out. You home with these kids. Figure it out. And he also could have had to do the Masked Singer.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else got anything on Tom Brady? They just threw a firework on the football field. Anybody else? No, that's it. So nerds are mad that they're making black elves. Nerds are going to ruin the world, man. See, Blur, it's you nerds that are really the problem. Why are y'all so upset about fake worlds and black people?
I mean, you might have to elaborate.
I think he's talking about Lord of the Rings.
That's what I thought, but I haven't heard anybody getting upset about anything with Lord of the Rings yet. I might have missed that whole debate because I haven't heard anybody upset.
Yeah, white's on white. Go ahead, PG. You know what I'm talking about.
So Amazon Prime dropped Ring of Power. Ring of Power, the series that's supposed to be the prequel to The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, and it has a black elf. I'm not mad at the black elf.
Yeah, because you're black, but the whites are. They said there shouldn't be no white. There shouldn't be no black elves. But and they're mad at the black Targaryen dude, yo, in House of Dragon.
Oh, the sea snake.
The first black man with a white woman.
He wasn't. He's not even the first black man with a white woman in that universe. And he's not Targaryen, but still. Yeah, now, that one I was aware of. People was really upset about that. And I think sometimes, you know, the minority gets louder and people just focus on it, which is, I guess, not sometimes. I think that's all the time. It'd be the squeaky wheel. I believe the majority of people, especially the majority of fans of Game of Thrones and House of Dragons, don't care. And there's probably a few people who are happy for it. And there's probably even fewer than that who are upset by it. But, you know, those are the ones who stand out, so those are the ones people hear the most. You know, you got to let idiots be idiots.
I think that's true. Anybody got anything left on House of Dragon? No? All right,
no
bad
show
down
so far,
right there,
man.
Yeah, no, we got to catch up. Me and DJ C-Sign got to catch up, but I'm finishing up on Evil. I'm finishing up on Mo. Oh, we just finished Mo. Hey, man, terrorists are having a hell of a run. We got to discuss this next week. Yo, there's been a lot of good terrorist TV. Mo Bean. There's a lot of Muhammads, man. We got to fix that in the Islam faith, man. It's tough to tell them apart. They all look like DJ Khaled. But we'll discuss that next week, man. Been a good show. PG, welcome back. Glad to have you. That's pretty much it, man. We're going to shut it down. We're going to get ready to go next week. Y'all have a good weekend. Have a fun weekend. And that's about it. PG, you got anything to say before we roll?
Nope. Have a good weekend, everyone.
I'm sorry for your breakup. I know that's the only reason why you're here. It's because...
No, I've been single for like over a year. I'm in the streets.
Yo,
I'm in the
field. Said that, it's so unbelievable. He didn't even say
I'm
that.
In the,
yo,
I'm in the field.
Like that since I've known her, it's always so ridiculous. That's why I love it. Well, good having you.
I'm in
always.
The field.
Oh, gosh. DJ C-Sire, you got anything to say before we roll since you just woke up?
Nice.
You already went to sleep. Blur, what you got?
Oh, man, it's a sad realization that women really don't apologize and don't seem like they don't feel the need to apologize. I want y'all to work on yourselves, man. Do better.
I agree. New York, Florida.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Look. Shout out to the streets. If you belong to the streets, you know what I mean? And if you are a participating member just like me, you know what I mean? You ain't got to worry about anybody apologizing. So, I mean, shout out to that. Other than that, everybody get cheated on. You know what I mean? It happens. It builds character. Not saying that everybody deserves to get cheated on, but it builds character. It builds heart. Yeah, I mean, you get stronger by the day. What don't kill you make you stronger. Other than that, you know what I mean? I look forward to the next conversation next week. Take a deal. Other than that, everybody have a good night. You heard?
All right. Till next week.